How many of you plan to live long? You plan to live long. How many of you plan to live long? Can I see your hand? You want to live long? Thank you. Put your hands down. And I read last week, John chapter 5. Let's go there. John 5. And what we did last week was to look underneath why things go bad in people's life, why things get worse in life. And a lot of time we blame situations, circumstances, but we don't look underneath. Let's go to John chapter 5. Let's look at verse 11 or verse, okay. All right. The man who was made old by Jesus, sick for 38 years, remember? How many of you were here last week? You were here last week, thank you. Okay. He said, take up your bed and walk. What happened next? Let's go to verse, next verse. Okay, this is it. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Say no more. Let's what? Let's have it in the New Living Translation. I love this. Let's take a look of it. Now you are well. So stop what? Stop what? That's a taboo word today. It's a taboo word. But many lives have been ruined. Things are not working for many people today, both among Christians and the outside world, because of that letter S-I-N. And it will be injustice, not to tell you. And so we look at sin from different angles, and we say, number one, we look at sin from the place of what? If you were here last week, from the place of Adam and his wife disobeying God's command. Remember that? God said this, they did otherwise. Also, we also see sin as what? Cain and Abel fighting, killing. Cain killed Abel. That's man to man, injustice. A lot of time, what is breaking your heart is just inhuman way of dealing with ourselves. What men can do to men can be really strange. Look at Joseph's brothers. They sold him. Am I right? Is that a good thing to do? Don't worry, they'll take care of it. We had some problem over there, so they work on it. Relax. It's one of our instruments that need to be changed. Okay. Where are they? So that... But you can still see me. This light is on. Don't worry, they'll take care of it. They've already told me ahead of time, so I know before you. Kind of a thing. So where are we? So I said, man to man can be very hurtful, can make life difficult for us. Are you following me? Forget about the lights now. So man to man, that's the trunk. Then we talk about love of money, and guys just run away. But you know what? I never knew that. During that service, they were announcing the passing away of Wigwe, Access Bank CEO. I got home and I read the news. And you know what? When that chopper crashed, it didn't matter how much more was in his account, how much dollars he had with him. What matters most, that moment when he left his body, is how he was with God. He just finished a mansion at Ikoyi, costing billions of naira. And that moment, all that didn't matter anymore. So it would be unjust for me not to tell you the truth. Because I never know what will happen to you. I believe the best will happen to you. But just imagine that day. He was going to Super Bowl to go and watch. Somebody said, are you judging him? Don't waste my time. It's appointed for men to die once, and after that, the judgment. The moment this life is over, what happens next is you and your God. And if you don't know God, for instance, I will not call someone in Lagos, I'll come and stay with them if I've never been familiar with them. Now somebody said, if I ask his enemy, they will say he's gone to hell. If I ask his friend, he says he's gone to heaven. But Nobody can tell except God and him. Clear? All right, beautiful. So it's time for us to look deeper than what we see on the surface. We've been carried, and we're going to see things like this happening more and more. I'm not causing things. I'm not. You see all kinds of things happening around us today. We must have clear perspective about life. One of the things I want to emphasize in this teaching is that we must get to the root of why we do the wrong things we do. And last week, we saw something called sin. Remember? Sin 101. Now, I also want to go further today. Let's go to Mark 5. You know, you wonder why sometimes human beings can do really crazy stuff. I heard of what they call, I don't know if you heard of serial killer. I wonder if you've heard of serial killer. Anybody here, you've heard of serial killer? Who's a serial killer? I saw in America, they pick a lady, rape, kill, go to another lady, rape, kill, go to another one, rape, kill. And you wonder, why are they doing like this? For instance, Adolf Hitler took people to a camp and he will put them inside incinerator and burn them alive. How could human beings descend? That's one question today we cannot answer. But we're going to see that beside human sin, something else is working on this planet that people don't talk about. Mark 5. Let's go to verse 1. We're just going to read the story. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. Are you here with me? And when he had come out of, that's Jesus with his crowd, disciples. When he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs. Who? A man with what? Did you hear that? A man with what? Unclean. What's the meaning of, what's the word unclean? Not clean. Right? Not clean. Let's look at NLT. What did he say? Give us NLT. When Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out of cemetery to meet him. Now, this man is a normal man like you and me. But they said this man had something in his life. He called it evil spirit. The other one called it an unclean spirit. The same word for demon. So let's do teaching on what is this thing that could make human beings not who they are, beyond who they are. Jesus came out of the boat. Let's look at this man. Let's go. Next verse. Let's go on. This man lived among the burial, where? Burial caves. Paul, you got a house? You got a place where you stay? Is it among the, is it in the cemetery? Everybody, you don't stay in the cemetery. I just asked Paul, I'll ask any of you over here. He was living in the burial caves and could no longer be restrained, even with a chain. Wow. Now, anybody who looked at this man would wonder. Why is he behaving like this? He could not be held back. There's no control. It's like when people are on drugs, they do crazy things. This is worse than drug. Now, they put chain on him, but they couldn't hold him back. Have you ever wondered where, with all our theories on the earth today, why are human beings, see, all these relationship therapies everybody going on, why are things still going crazy on this planet? Huh? Well, think about it. With all our teachings, all our sermonizing, with everything going on, with this and this and this and this and this and this, why? Simple. It's more than human that's working here. People think that it's only human beings that are here. There are more than human beings here. Hello. Hello. Pastor has really gone off the hook. Pastor is really mad today. But have you seen, have you heard of African people doing occultism? I know you have watched films. How come that somebody will take somebody, kill them, and put them in the room, and they are spewing out money. Money is made by CBN, not by somebody spewing out money. Have you ever found out the root of all that ritual killings? What is it actually doing? Where is that thing coming from? I heard of one guy, Nabekuta here, that did ritual. He told me that he would just be barking like a dog and money start coming in. Now, ain't no way you can bark like a dog and money will come, naturally speaking. So there are forces that are beyond human that are at work on this planet. Let's keep reading about this guy. Next verse. Whenever he was put into chains and shackles, as he often was, he snapped the chains from his wrist and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Wow. Now wait, where was he living? Answer me, where was he living? Now, how many of you, when you pass by graveyard or cemetery, how do you feel? Anybody here? You feel, whoa, it's on top of the world. How do you feel? You feel spooky, hooky, you want to just quickly run through. When I was younger, when you're passing through cemetery, we start singing. Oh, God. Just to create noise so that you can quickly pass through this place. And if you, or if you are with your parents, you really get closer to mom so that whatever ghost want to come out. But this guy literally lived in the tombs. He lived among the dead. And he had superhuman power that literally you can't stop, physically speaking. They got chains, they got shackles, just break them to pieces and throw off. You know, sometimes we say, that guy can't control himself. You don't know what's going on there. Some uncontrollable forces can make somebody so sexually possessed. It's very easy to blame people, but you never know what's going on in their lives. Let's keep reading. Day and night, he wandered among the burial caves and in the hills, howling and cutting himself with sharp stones. Can you paint a picture in your imagination of this guy waking up every day and night? He will pick up some of these mad guys, you see them on the street, but this guy lives among tombs. And he will take stone and cut himself, self-destructive. They call it all kinds of names in psychiatry and psychology. But something was making this guy to keep doing what he was doing on himself, and he'd be crying at the same time. It was blood stained all over, and he cut himself day and night. He had siblings, he had brothers, he had sisters, he had family members, he had friends that were now ashamed to come near him. People who have been under drugs have said that sometimes these things just take you over. Let's keep reading. I'm not through yet. When Jesus was still some distance away, the man saw him. What did he do? He ran to meet him and bowed low before him. Now, that guy had never seen Jesus before. Never seen Jesus before. And when he saw Jesus, he just started running. Something was pushing him to do that. Let me tell you, my colleagues, they call this one, what I'm doing now this morning, is called demonology. No, biology. Huh? Biology is what? Study of life, physical. Demonology is the study of demons. We need to pay some attention this morning and listen. This guy just ran and bowed low to Jesus. What did he do next? Look at next verse. And with a shriek, he screamed, "Why are you interfering with me, Jesus?" You never seen him before. Can I tell you a story? I came to Abeokuta in the late 80s. A woman had her husband died, and then they said she was feeling so sad as to come and help her. So I came to Abeokuta. She was the chief nursing officer of Ogun State. So I came to Abeokuta to see her. That's the first time I came to Abeokuta. So I talked with her. About 3 hours, I sat down with her at number 16 assembly quarters near NUT. So I talked with her. And after 3 hours of talking with her, she said to me that if I know what you are telling me now, I won't have lost my husband. So I discussed with her. And then she asked me to come down frequently to see her. So one day I went to go and see her. She just got this house girl. That house girl was in her house. And that house girl had access to what I'm talking about, unclean spirit. And so when I was coming to the house, they told the girl, those people, I was coming. I didn't know. So I took my bag, got to Abeokuta, went onto the house. They told her that when I enter, she should come and accept me and welcome me and take my bag and they will start dealing with me. I didn't know anything like that. They asked her, she was the one to cook, she put something in my food, right? I didn't know anything about that. She led me inside. I enter with all pleasure, sat down. She served me the food. I ate, nothing happened to me. It was strange. What's this guy? Who's this guy? So after I finished, she told me later, she said, they told her that in the night, she should go to the room where I am and come to attack me. I didn't know about that. I got on the bed. I was not fasting. I was not praying. I was sleeping. I guess I was even snoring. Now she told me that she came into the room. It says spirits. When she entered, I was lying on the bed. She said, I just turned on the bed. And fire came out of my eyes and threw her out. Me, I never knew. When fire came out of my eyes, I would have said, what's that one? I didn't know. I was sleeping. So, guess what? Later, this girl told us that actually, she will go to a deliverance center where they cast out devils. When they say demons come out, she will say, come in. She collected the demons, and she had different things she was telling me. She had eyes at her front to read people's lives. So I really don't care. So we'll try and get her, these demons out. She'll tell me, she go to this place, go to that place, go to that place. She was so scared. I was so confident. So we start dealing with those evil spirits. One time we were telling the demons to come out. Lights start falling. The madam said, make them get this out of my house, man. I tell the stories, man. So I took her to Lagos to the fellowship where I was before. So I said, sit her down. And they began to teach her about her right in Christ Jesus, that Jesus died for her, that Satan had been defeated on the cross, that those demons were tormenting her. You know what she just said? When she saw that light, she just said, hey, no more here. And they all left. Today she's married to an engineer, living a good life in Lagos. Come and clap your hands for Jesus. Another one. I can tell you stories, you know. You know, my second house I rented in Abeokuta. It was a 4 flat in the building. I got some lecturers staying around me. So I went to see the other lecturer. It's a Christian, it's a born-again person. So I went to go and see a fellowship person. So I left my flat to go to the flat on the same ground floor. So when I enter the flat, there was this boy that were telling the two people, pray for him to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. I was just watching them, mind my business, you know, working on him, who come in. So they would say, come on, pray Jesus' name. Speak in tongues. Just mind my business. Sometimes I would go out. I found out that they were suffering. They were really going through a hard time. I said, can I help? They said, please come. So I just knew that something he had to do with girlfriend in his life. So I stepped in and I said, who's your girlfriend? He said, oh, that's his story. I said, what? He said, I won't tell you. He said, I met this girl. They are both in Funab. He said, I met this girl, and we said we are dating. And once in a while, when I look at her face, I will see an old woman's face, one side, other side, a younger face. Albaku. I mean, can you imagine you have a split face? This one is old, this one is young girl. And then he said, He said, I go to fellowship, but I still, this is my girl, we sleep together. And he said, and the girl one day told me, let's have marriage without ceremony yet. We do our own marriage. And he said, huh? He said, what? He said, we are going to wear white and kill a cock. I was saying, this is going on in Funab, man. And he said, they had, and they cut covenant, they swore an oath together that you will never leave me, you know, and they did all that. And then the guy was trapped. Now, the guy now wanted to follow Jesus now is having difficulty. You know what I just did? I said, you know what? Let's reverse everything. Let's reverse. I'll show you in a minute. Let's reverse everything. I said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go back the way you see, if you get lost going this way, what should you do? Keep on going, stupid. What do? You turn and walk back the way of freedom. See, I said, you know what? We're going to confess Christ as our Lord and Savior. And second, we're going to take communion and seal ourselves with Jesus' covenant. And we finished that. I said, let's pray for him now. He started speaking in tongues. He was free. Then the person said to me, he said, Brusty, you seem to minister deliverance with intelligence. What I just said. Some of you are looking at me now. You're going to get some offices that some things you're going to, what am I going to do here? I'll tell you what to do. I'm going to show you how to handle all this stuff. Are you here? Are you here? Pastor, number one, what are demons? Demons are evil spirits that are followers of the devil, but they don't have a human body. They fell along with Satan, and so they come over to this planet. Pastor, how did they come to this planet? Very simple. When Adam sinned, this planet was open to Satan and all his messengers. If I'm a big guy and I have people surrounding me, when I come to your house and you open the door, everybody will come in. So Adam and Eve opened this world to what? Satan and all these evil spirits. So they are here. So this guy, what was happening to him was this interaction between him and this evil spirit or demons or unclean spirit. Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of God? In the name of God, I beg you, don't torment me. Wow. That was not the guy speaking. Something has seized his vocal cord now and talking through him. Let me show you one. Let's go to Mark chapter 1. We're coming back to Mark 5. Let's go to Mark chapter 1. Okay, this is very scary. Some of you won't come. I won't go to that church again, man. But it's happening. I'll tell you more stories. You want to hear? One lady in our church years ago, she has a master's degree. Master's degree. And she was in her room one day. She had a voice. I'm your husband. Look around. She's not married. She's a single person. I'm your husband. You're not going anywhere. Married to me. Huh? Okay. And she had the voice. They start hearing a voice like this. Tear your clothes and run out. Tear your clothes and run out. Tear your clothes and run out. So she came to me, Pastor. You know? He said, man, I got a master's degree. I'm not crazy. But I just heard the voice. Tear your clothes and run out. Tear your clothes and run out. You know, I told you, I'm going to start with intelligence deliverance, right? I could have said, oh, come over here. Seven days fast. You know what I'm going to do? Pour holy water. Oh, I said no. I told her that when you came to Christ, you are giving authority over evil spirits. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. I'll tell you more about that later. I'm just being ahead of myself. I said, you know what? You got authority over evil spirit. You don't need anyone to do this for you. Do it yourself. I said, it's happening in your bedroom. I can't enter there. I'm married. You are single. I said, go to that to your bedroom and tell that evil spirit, I command you, I'm not mad. I'm a child of God. I got a master's degree. Get out of my life. She went home, took a Bible, and said, hey, whatever you are, whatever thing telling me to get mad, I'm not a mad person, I'm not crazy, in the name of Jesus, stop it! Then left. Clap your hands for Jesus. Never bother that. I can tell you, I want to hear more. Another girl came to me years ago. She was going to Celestial Church. Her father was Celestial Prophet. Then, this spirit come on, it just voice and things. Influence over her life. So she came to my, come and see, she's not following Jesus. I sat down with her. I said, you know what? this thing can stop in your life.
How? Will I just pray? Will you fast?
And I said, no. How many people fast to send their housemate on errand? Do you fast to say you want to send your housemate or your junior? You have junior at work? Do you say, in the name of Jesus, I pray and fast before I say, junior, go to work? No. So I told her what to do. You want to hear more? And I did. You know, usually this thing, she would lie on the bed and she would feel a being come near her and say, I'm your husband. She won't see anybody, but she could feel the presence. So I told her, same thing, go back to your bed. Right down there, you child of God, you take the name of Jesus and bam, ever came back. You know what I'm telling you about demons and evil spirits? They want to wreck your life. They hate human beings. They are after you. You see, can you imagine someone so glad that your life is ruined? That's a demon. That's an evil spirit. I know that you have watched film where they do demons like this. I'll kill you. That's drama. Demons are not like this. They are smart, correct, got MBA from Harvard. You get what I just said? See, where are we talking about? Let me go back to our story in the Bible. Evil spirit. Can we give us our place again? Mark 5, verse 6. I think we are stable now. They've changed everything. All problems have stopped. But are we okay? Where are they? Okay. Now, look at next verse. I love this. Like this. For Jesus had already said to the spirit, come out of the man, you evil spirit. Jesus said, Jesus was passing by, he came across the sea, and this guy was just, yeah, leave me alone. Jesus fell on his knees. Jesus said, come out of him. So he didn't say the man should come out. Something's inside of the man controlling the man. Are you hearing me? How many of you over here, sometimes you have uncontrollable thoughts? Like one lady, well-corrected, educated lady. She was taking bath for her own daughter. And then a voice pressed on her, take your daughter and put her underwater. And with so strong a urge, she took that baby and left and kept her underwater. It took about 15, 20 minutes. The baby is dead. Then she came to himself. She came to herself. Yeah, they can put chains on her and call her a criminal in the court of law and jail her. But something was doing something in her mind, in her brain, in her stuff that just controlled her. And when you don't know what to do with that, he said, come out of the man, you evil spirit. Christ was not praying, Father, please, Father. No, he said, come out of the man. As a kind of a commanding, evil spirits don't listen to prayer. They are not God to hear your prayer. Let's keep reading. Then Jesus demanded, what is your name? Oh, interesting. Who was he talking to? Who was he talking to? The man was there. The man was vocalizing it, but something was talking through the man to Jesus. Jesus talking to that spirit inside the man. Somebody say, hey, this trust me, wow. Me, I deal with the whole Bible. I don't do all that, but no, I talk about the Bible, so you can. This helped me as a younger person. Helped me that I'm not, sometimes the bad things we do, we are controlled by something beyond ourselves. And we must learn how to stop that control. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? We must learn how to stop that control. He said, he replied, my name is Legion, because there are many of us. Wow. So human being is a container. Human being is a, you can see me now, there's no container in me, I have only stomach. But we human, we have hearts. And listen to me, the word legion is between 7,000 to 8,000 units in the Roman army. How many? Hear me. 7,000 to 8,000 units. So inside this man, there were dwelling there about 7,000 to 8,000 different personalities. And he said, use the word us. What their main or guy is the legion, that's his name. And he got all these ones with him. We will see that in a minute. Look at next verse. So then the evil spirit, not the first one now, all of them begged him again and again not to send them to some distant place. Listen, listen, are you here? We're learning demonology now. Are you here, everybody? Are you here, everybody, or you have gone home? Jesus spoke to that spirit, then all the spirits began to beg Jesus. Now, nobody saw that. You hear me? When he was talking to Jesus, the man was vocalizing it. But then all the demons started like noise. Wah, 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 please, 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 please. Anybody who is hearing with natural ears will just hear, I beg. But anybody who has spiritual ears will hear all them crowd of thousands of units of personalities that are invisible talking through this man. All of them begging Jesus, don't send us to distant place. So demons like some places more than other places. Demons like to stay certain places than other places. And you, just like we have house of God that are house of demons. Or places where demons like to go. Huh? For instance, see, where was that guy staying? Graveyard. Graveyard is a place of death, am I right? Find something out. Usually, people get into troubles when they are either grieving and mourning. When you start having grief and losses, it can open the door for the devil. When you never know how to control your depression, it can become something else. So, there are demons around Abeokuta. They don't want. I know I'm scaring you now. For instance, now, the Lisabis spirit is still here. Spirit don't die, they're still around. And they only want to destroy people's life. That's why, for instance, if you go to Lagos, the major demon there is Mammon. It's money, 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 money. Those spirits encourage life destruction at the expense of money. Some spirits are sexual spirits. They encourage all kinds of sexual liberty, all kinds of things. Let me tell you, every night, demons learn to hang around those joints. I know I'm scaring you tonight. Pastor, I won't come back next week. I know where you're going to go next week if you don't come back here. I know where you're going to go, you know. So some of you should be careful going to all these joints where you can drink in beer and go and just go there. I'm just having fun. You're going to have some stuff. Huh? Pastor, what are you talking about? See, he said, please, let's not leave this area. So there are some areas where demons are. For instance, if you look at homosexual, some places in the U.S. where homosexuality is really the tick. So this demon was saying, we don't want to leave this area. So sometimes you may have to leave an area. You want to really be free from all these things. Let's keep reading. What happened is, there happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding on the inside nearby. These pigs, you know, pigs, they're eating them. Somebody's directing them there like a pig head, or a shepherd, pig head. Is that, that's a good word? Okay. And they begged, the spirit begged, let us enter them. So spirits can also enter into animals. When they don't have a place to stay in human, and they don't have a place to stay, that's why people are scared of cats sometimes. You know, cats? Have you seen one of those films where they show? They know what they're talking about, but you don't know. So he said, the spirit begged him, next verse. And now please watch this, watch this. So Jesus gave them permission. The evil spirit came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the entire herd of about 2,000 pigs plunged down the steep inside into the lake and drowned in the water. These pigs, they are better than human beings. Are you hearing me? You know, the guy was taking the demons in. When these pigs got hold of these demons, they said, "On my life, I'm not staying." They go, I wish you had run that the other day. I wish you could see that day. Can you imagine? You are the cattle rearer of pigs. And as you're taking them around, you see your sheep just go, wah, 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 wah. What's wrong? I don't ready for water. And of course, the Bible said they ran away. Look at this verse. There's no fear to the near battle. It's around the countryside. Spreading the news as they run. People rush out to see what had happened. What's going on here? Boy, everything's scattered. Next thing you know, all your cattle will enter water. All your cows will enter water. Next verse. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus. And they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. Now, everybody, look up. He was sitting there, fully clothed and perfectly sane. And they were all afraid. Pastor, why are you teaching this today? I'll tell you why. You must learn how to control these things. They create attitude, they create feelings, they come around you, want to make life for you miserable. And don't just be begging God, "God, please, what's going on?" You're going to have to. Jesus never begged. Let's go to Mark 1. I want to show you Mark 1. This happened in the church. Jesus was in the church here. Look at verse 21, Mark 1, 21. I'm trying to give you a story so you can see. Jesus and his companions went to the town of Capernaum. When Sabbath day had come, he went to the synagogue and began to teach. Next verse. People were amazed at his teaching. Just like I'm teaching now, with real authority, quite unlike teachers of religious law. Next verse. Suddenly, a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit began shouting. Now, please listen to this. I'm not calling you names. I'm not saying you are the one. Anytime somebody comes to church and become highly uncomfortable, doesn't want to listen to Bible, want to listen to God, that's evil spirit at work, and they don't know. See this guy? He's in church. But when he encountered the power of God by teaching, you know, I've had people come to our church, they never came back again. They never came back again. Why? Because just too much for them to do their thing here. I said, you see, Jesus was not going around saying, "Where's the demon? Where's the demon? Where's the demon? Where's the demon? Where's the demon?" But when he began to teach, power hit that thing and started screaming and coming out. What happened next? What did he shout? "Why are you interfering with us?" He's always interfering, always interfering. Jesus of Nazareth, "I come to the church. I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Now, let me help you. Many ministers will go and take a microphone and say, "Oh, you speak. What did you say?" "I said, I'll kill you." You know, TB Joshua and Co. You watch them. Huh?
"Say something. What do you say? Oh, yeah, who are you? I'm the next one. I've come to kill you." "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why did you kill anybody? Did you kill anybody? I killed them yesterday. How many? Two.
What did Jesus do? Next verse. Jesus cut him short. "Be quiet. Don't give the devil time to talk to you." Hallelujah. "Come out of the man," he heard that. Praise God, somebody. "Come out of the man," he heard that. And next verse, somebody said, "I don't need this teaching." One day, you will need this teaching. One day. Why? There is an upsurge of, you can see it in ritual killings. One time, one lady was taking the kidnapper to sell her for ritual. She was just praying in tongues and praying in tongues and praying in tongues. They got down there, Babalawo, they took her. Babalawo said, "No, this one is a strange meat. We cannot use this one. Let her go." Cried, screamed, turned to convulsion, then came out of him. "Pastor, thank you very much for all these issues. How does it concern me?" Let's go to Mark 16. We are Mark 16. It's why I'm here today, so you can see what the evil spirit can do. Oh, can I share this experiment with you? You guys, you will like this one. Years ago, I just stopped having money. I mean, money comes to me. I mean, big money. I was not having money so much, you know. So it started bothering me. So I started praying. I was praying. And I said, Daddy, I'm going to fast. Are we listening? I said, I'm going to fast. So I was fasting. It was a Wednesday. Around 12, like I just fell asleep. Guess what I saw? I just saw like a police dog. Like that. And saliva protruding out. So I came to myself. And I just heard, that is the evil spirit stopping your money. I said, what? I knew what to do with it. I'm going to show you now in the next few minutes. I took authority over it. You know what? If you think I'm lying, when you get to heaven, ask God. I was Wednesday. By Friday, I was in Ibadan. That woman, I don't like her. She didn't like me either. And she gave me plenty of money. Money started coming. One of the things that devil likes to do is to make you miserable and to see that you don't have all the supply you need. Are you hearing me? He's controlling the vast wealth of this world. And remember, he told Jesus, all this wealth I'm going to give you. Remember that? So you want to block things, you have to take authority over him. You take authority and say, I stop you. But if you have some business, it's not working, you have to talk to that thing and tell it to stop maneuvering your life. You hear me? Sometimes, even all this trouble you are having with relationship, you're going to have to just... One day, my wife and I were having some struggle, tension, conflict. And as I was praying, you know where the floor meets the wall? You know that line? You know, the floor meets the wall, that line. I just screamed, I just saw like a snake going like that. Then I had... In my spirit, if you continue this kind of conflict and confusion, you are going to open the door for the devil. Quickly, I straighten up and told that thing not to enter here. Here, Pastor, you are really way out today. Let's talk about what Jesus said about evil spirit. Let's go, Mark 16, verse 15. Questions are going to come. I'm waiting for questions today. All right. You know why sometimes Africans don't do well? Sometimes the fathers will have given up a family stuff that when you come to Christ, you must now reclaim your rights. Are you hearing me? Let's look at Mark 16, verse 15. On the screen, let's go quickly. Mark 16, verse 15. Quickly. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach what? Next verse. Those who believe and baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Now look at next verse. These signs will follow those who believe. Everybody, read it along with me. Let's go. Can I hear your voices? In my name, they will cast out what? Demons. They will speak with new tongues. How many of you have heard about speaking in tongues? How many of you speak in tongues? It's easier to speak in tongues, am I right? Believers. But you know what? Before Christ talked about speaking in tongues, he said they must have power first to cast out devils or to have authority over evil spirits. They never told us this well as Christians. They just tell us to go and pray. Bad things are happening to you. Pray. No. You are giving, said, in my name, first of all, before you even speak in tongues, you will cast out demons. So every Christian who has come to Christ has authority in the name of Jesus to stop the devil. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Don't let anybody fool you. Some people come on the TV, radio, deliverance. You know what? I can do it for you. Just come. You pay the money or something. And I'm sent by God. Come for 7 days. You fast. You pray. I will massive for it. My career for it. Now, let me tell you why it doesn't work. You want to know why those things they do sometimes? They will go for those things. They'll be relieved a little bit. They come back again. Let's go to Matthew 12. You come back here. Don't forget. I hope you're learning something today. Crazy stuff you're learning today. Let's go. Let's go to Matthew 12. Are you there? Let's find the verse. Verse 43. Oh, take a look at this. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, when he leaves the man alone, he goes through dry places, seeking what? Seeking what? So when an evil spirit leaves a particular area, leaves people, they go around looking for rest and they find no. Let's keep reading. Next verse. Then that spirit will say, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, what does he do? He finds it what? Empty, sweat, and what? Keep on reading. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. Wicked, wickeder, wickedest. That's a good grammar. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be the wicked generation. You know the meaning of that? You know the meaning of that? Your daddy will take you somewhere. Maybe you have something troubling you or something. They take all these people having demons. Pack them somewhere. They say, come out. When they come out and never put anything tangible in them and they are empty, those demons will come out and stay by their house area. Then they will come back and come and check and they find that this place is empty. What they do? That demon is smart. I told you, got MBA. He will go and get seven. He will go and appeal for seven worse than this. Let's go. Let's take over him. People laugh when I say this. You know camp. How many of you know camp? The desert camp. How many of you know camp? You know camp. How many of you know camp? If you don't know camp, you're not in Nigeria. You dream camp. You know who's there? Baba Adeboye. People go down there. Somebody's having a problem with demons. He will go. When he gets near the gate, the place is already holy. It's powerful. So the moment you get to the gate like this, the demons will just descend and just leave you alone. You start having, Jesus, this place is anointed. You know, there's a filling station around that area. You just wait there. Or if you manage to enter camp, by the way, just say, somebody, the first filling station, somebody, you go out and wait outside at the gate. And then you will come out and say, I want to testify. The Lord is good to me. I'm free. And then you enter your car. The moment you come out of the gate, the demons will give you a space. If you are in your own car, you will sit at the back seat. Just leave you alone for a while and check you out, whether you are empty or not inside. So he will let you drive home. Baba's anointing will stay for 7 days around you. You'll be calming down. Then on the 8th day, at that time, he's already gathering 7 other workforces. And then they will come back 7 days later and say, hey, Baba, Baba's anointing is not enough. Oh, yeah, are you okay? Uri Malade, in Lesha. Then you go to Uri Malade Mountain. You will stay outside again. And it won't work because there's nothing inside of you. Now, let me show you what must be inside of you. You must have authority inside of you. Tell us. I must have authority inside of me. Say louder. I must have authority inside of me. You know why I'm giving this teaching? I want to show you what you must have inside of you when it comes to evil spirit, because you're going to meet things outside here.
Are you hearing me? You're looking at me like this now.
You're going to face things. You're going to face somebody go to work. I have people in church that go to work and somebody will do juju to see that they don't rise up in their place. You must know how to break that. Are you hearing me? Okay, let's go and see it. Luke 10, verse 17. Let's round up. And I'm waiting for the questions you can ask. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, let's hear it together. Can I hear your voice? Lord, even the what? Take a look on the screen. Even the demons are what? Subject to who? In whose name? Glory to Jesus. They returned and said, Jesus, they are subject to us in your name. You don't ask God to come and remove them. You remove them in the name of Jesus. You take authority. You say, let's look at what the next verse quickly. Let's jump. And Christ said to them, I saw Satan fall like what? Like lightning from heaven. Everybody, read the next verse with me. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing. You know, some of you over here, you have some terrible nightmares. Terrible nightmares. You wake up, Jesus, please, Jesus, please, Jesus, please, Jesus, please. You have it again next night. You have another month again. What do you do? Look at me.
Mommy
said, yeah, Baba, can you take a little bit? And carry you down there. He said, you have a banjo spirit. Something? Huh? What is KNS? I'm mentioning him. He said, you go and do banana. Huh? Then they tie it around and say, you wake up. You know why I'm laughing? My wife used to be a rascal when she was very small. Has she ever told you the story? Used to be a rascal. So they wanted to cast the spirit of rascality out of her. So they took her to one place. And they told Mama, my mother-in-law, her mother, take this. Wake her up at the middle of the night. You must not talk when you are doing it. So Mama told her, what if you want to carry her with your wallet? So they said, the moment you finish taking her bath, when you tell her to sit down, she will sit down. When you say go like this, you go. When you don't do like this. So my wife, they woke her up in the night. Mama, you know this house where they're living, they have the bathroom outside outside the house. I don't know if you've been to that kind of house before when you are small. Bathroom at the back. So Mama took my wife to the back, and then she forgot the soup. Then she left her in the dark. She screamed, Mommy! To the back. Now, Jesus' power doesn't require all that kind of a thing, only the name, and it stops working. Only the name of Jesus. You don't have to go somewhere, die something, tie something, hold something. No way. At the name of Jesus. He said, at your name. You know why, Pastor? Why? Because Jesus, when he rose from the dead, God gave him the name above all names. And Jesus gave us that name to use today. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. And he said, in my name, you'll cast out every one of you. All you young girls, you have authority over the devil. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, Pastor, I am not fasting enough. I am not strong enough.
It's not what you are. It's who you are carrying. Are you hearing me? Have you seen that woman? Traffic controller. Have you seen that woman there? That's one woman used to be around yellow fever. Sorry, yellow fever. You know. And they do like, stop! And what happened? They stop. Why? She's giving authority of Nigerian police force to stop them. And you have Christ's heavenly force behind you. If you are a child of God, can I see your hands for a child of God over here? A child of God, can I see your hands up? Tell somebody beside you, are you a child of God? I'm a child of God. Say, I have authority over evil spirits. One more time. I have authority over evil spirits. One more time. I have authority over evil spirits. Something happens in the night, trying to pursue you. Something, you don't start the, hey, Jesus. Some thoughts pressing in your head. Some stuff trying to hold you down. They call it all kinds of names. Just get up and say, in the name of Jesus, I call you to order. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Don't beg God. God, please. God, please. God, please. When are you going to help me? When are you going to... What? Stop that. That make some sense today?
Pastor, you never make any sense.
Don't worry. One day it will make sense. In my name, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by enemies do what? Nothing should damage you. Nothing should damage you. Nothing should damage you. Are we blessed? Now, let's have the questions. Shala, you can ask any question about this, about other matters. Let's go on. We are doing some digging deep now about life, about demons. I'll talk to you about angels too, angels. There are also good spirits here to help you. They want to help you in business. They want to help you in marriage. Remember, how did the servant get a wife for Isaac. He said, my angels will go before you. Remember? Praise God. Yeah. God, have, want to ask questions? Please feel free. Anybody, hands up? Jeremiah, thank you. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. Ask any question, whatever.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So, my question, but I want to like give a scenario.
Okay, go ahead.
So now, for example, I think I may be wrong. Maybe you should tell me. So, I think that even if we are Christians,
yeah,
these demons they sometimes influence our thoughts and they give us impressions.
Right. That's right.
So, I have experiences when I know where they start giving me thoughts, because even when they come, they speak in Yoruba. For example, now when I'm going out,